And as of a few moments ago, according to his agent, currently in surgery for those injuries. No specific word yet on what the injuries were, but, you know, you could obviously let your imagination kind of run a little bit on that. You know, it's also, it's just a few weeks after the anniversary of the 1949 car wreck that Ben Hogan was in. That a lot of people are now sending me, your golf aficionados are now sending me, which I was just reading about that. Ben Hogan and his wife, Valerie, collided head-on with a Greyhound bus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and obviously he survived and was able to play again and all that stuff. I'm looking at video right now of the car overturned, I want to say about 30 feet off the side of what looks to be a private wooded road.
Well, it looks
probably
like
on the way to or from a golf course.
Yeah, it's like a two-lane road. Just looking at it, doesn't look like it's a highway where cars are going that fast, or at least not, you know, supposed to be going that fast. And then, yeah, off to the side, there's a bunch of trees and bushes, and that's where it's completely flipped over.
Now, there's a bunch of people upset with us questioning and asking, you know, about blood alcohol content and all that. It's called curiosity. And when there is someone that in the past has had a problem with prescription pills and was pulled over by police officers for driving erratically, it's a legitimate question to ask. Now, Evan, I think you had it right, though. Number one, is he alive?
Yeah.
Number two, is it life-threatening injuries? But there's nothing wrong, by the way, nor is it offensive, nor is it out of bounds to ask the questions that I think are obvious to everybody. The other weird thing about his car is it looks like they stacked all of his luggage about 5 or 6 feet away from where the car is.
Yeah,
I've never seen that before.
The luggage is out. The car is kind of by itself now on its side. Yeah. The hood is up. It's crazy.
Like, the luggage is stacked as if a baggage handler came and, you know, anally put the luggage in a certain spot.
Right.
I've never seen that before at a crash scene.
I was reading more about the Ben Hogan crash. And what's amazing about it is that Ben Hogan saw that they were about to run into this bus and draped his body over his wife. And they say that basically saved their life.
Crazy.
That Ben Hogan, you know. And when you hear a car crashes into a bus, you don't think like, oh, you're going to survive that.
There's no shot you have, right?
Right.
Greyhound bus hitting your car head on?
Yeah. Crazy.
And they both survived.
Yeah. They both survived it, yeah.
They did say during that crash that he would never play again.
Right.
They questioned if he would walk ever again.
Right.
And obviously he came back and did both.
Well, that's like the steps here with Tiger. So the first thing, and I think most of us thought this, is you think the worst, especially when you hear Jaws of Life. Like, first of all, I read Jaws of Life. You did a good job of explaining what the heck it is. And you think, oh, my God, there's that much damage. The guy could have died.
Yeah.
And so the next step is you hear from his agent, all right, it's multiple leg injuries. And I don't want to minimize that. I mean, it could be horrific, horrific injuries. But the first thought is he alive?
Right.
It feels as if, okay, he's alive. Now let's see how bad these leg injuries are. And, yeah, as the story evolves and we find out more, trust me, there's going to be a million questions. Because just looking at that car on the side of the road, one of the questions popping into my mind is, how was there an accident?
Right.
Like, I'm thinking, okay, it's one car. What the hell happened?
Hey, can you see, Big Mac, if you guys can get the interview with Jim Nance, which happened, I guess, on Sunday? A lot of people are sending in now that if you saw Tiger on Sunday, he didn't appear to be normal. You know, and he did just have surgery.
Mm.
So that's again, see if you guys can find that interview. Here's Anthony in Staten Island. Anthony, good afternoon. How are you?
How you doing, Craig?
Great.
How you doing, Evan?
What's up?
Nice to see you back, Craig.
Thank you so much.
All right. I called because when I heard you guys mentioning about the Jaws of Life.
Yeah.
I worked as a paramedic for a long time. The Jaws of Life, even though they sound like it's a tool that's going to save somebody's life, sometimes you just need it to free up a door to get somebody out of a car who's not that seriously injured. But while I was on hold, I was looking at the photo that you guys must have looked at. And I sort of looked at the video that you just mentioned.
Yes.
And it looks like he was on the other side of the road and he swerved to the opposite side and went up the embankment and flipped his car.
Mm.
Yeah, I can't speak to that other than the car's on its side, so it clearly flipped at some point, yes.
Right.
Right. from a medical standpoint, it's good that he only has leg injuries if that's all he has.
That's what I was thinking.
Because you could survive surgery. Now, with your legs, the worst part is your upper leg, your femur. If that's broken, they usually have to put a rod in there and take care of that.
Look, and I'm sure there are people thinking about his golf career.
Thank you, Anthony.
Like, that's a thought going through people's minds. That's like the third thing. The first is he all right? And how serious are these injuries? I mean, we'll see what this has impact-wise on that, but it's more, you know, how serious is this? And I'm sure it'll come out over the next few hours, you know, what he's really dealing with. But right now, it sounds like leg injuries.
We're going to learn everything probably by the end of our show, or certainly by the evening news tonight.
Mm.
Right, you have to figure we'll learn a lot more about it. And I'm sure the hospital's got a spokesperson that's going to speak. And Tiger's got his longtime agent, Mark Steinberg, who's going to speak more about it. I did not see the Nance interview.
Mm-hmm.
I read about it. And the thing I took from it at the time yesterday, because it happened on Sunday, was merely whether or not he was going to be ready for the Masters.
Right.
But I didn't see it. So the guys are getting it during a break. We'll check it out. Have you seen it yourself, Big Mac?
No, I mean, I have it here. I don't know if you want me to get to that part and go through it, but I have the full 8-minute interview.
I think we have to see it. People are saying he looked, you know, in retrospect, he looks off.
It's not an audio-led kind of thing. It's
I don't
more
know.
Visual.
But I don't want to just sit here and play 8 minutes of audio. There's nothing we're listening for.
I mean, he looks, he's wearing a cap, so there's kind of shading on his face a little bit, but he looks okay to me.
Got it.
Just watching him, you know, briefly.
All right, well, just give a little listen to it as you can. And see what you can come up with on that. Danny's in Long Beach on the Fan. Danny, what's on your mind?
Dude, I saw that interview, and my first reaction, you guys can look at it, but his eyes look like Jordan did in his documentary. He was definitely doing something during that interview.
Okay.
He could have just been boozing or something, but there's no doubt in my mind that, like, if you watch him after he wins a golf tournament compared to that interview, it's not even close what he looks like.
We're reaching out to Nance now. We can get Jimmy on to see if he thought anything about, you know,
but there's
Tigers.
Also, there's also a difference the mentality you have to when you're playing in a golf tournament and when you're hosting something.
Right. Like if he's having a couple cocktails
watching
a golf tournament, he's not playing.
Right.
So what?
Or something as simple, he didn't get a lot of sleep the night before.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the dangerous part about saying, how did he look, and what does that mean in relation today? It may not mean anything in relation today.
I would worry about the painkiller part because he's had a problem with it in the past.
Sure. No, I get that from his history. I get that from his history. He's dealt with a ton of injuries over the years.
So there's a photo that just came out of David Spade sitting next to Tiger, and Spade put out golf lesson with this guy today. He's not bad, blah, blah, blah. He put that out yesterday. So then the accident just happened this morning.
This morning, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm looking at a photograph of David Spade with Tiger Woods. And listen, I'm not a forensic photographer viewer, so I can't make anything out of it. Yeah. David Spade might be out of his mind.
Well, we already know that.
Here's Kevin in Patchogue on the Fan. Kevin, how are you?
Good. How are you boys doing?
Good.
All right. Well, I kind of lost my train of thought here because I just signed up to Twitter for the first time to see this madness because it's just unbelievable what people are saying. But I wasn't going to mention this. Just moving quickly here, I'm a former pain pill abuser.
Okay.
I hesitate to jump there. You know, my mind, like, he's out at 7 a.m. I'm going, well, maybe he's doing his, you know, his putting or his physical rehabilitation. You know, I'm looking for the good.
Sure. I guess it's one of two ways. Some people like me immediately thought something's wrong, but he might have been just driving to a golf course to go play a round of golf, to be fair.
Especially that early. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, and then so while I was waiting, I checked out the video a little bit, and I mean, if you want to say he had a couple cocktails.
I'm not saying that. Evan's not saying that, and you're not saying that. Big Mac, forward that interview with Nance. I'm being told here on Twitter to the part where he's talking about putting and his sandwich, if you can. And I now have a still photograph.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to forensicize this.
Are you going to analyze it?
Listen, I don't know. He looks off.
But
it's just one still photograph. I don't know.
But that, even if he was,
it doesn't necessarily relate to what happened this morning.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
That's like, also fair.
Like,
you're
even
right.
If we sit there and watch the interview, and I respect people who saw it and said, oh, Tiger looked a little off. That doesn't, you can't simply connect the two and say that's what happened today. I mean, it could be as something as dumb as he was checking his cell phone while driving.
Look, I thought Jordan looked like he was buzzed during the last dance.
Well, yeah, last caller mentioned it with the very red eyes that he had. Yeah.
All right, Big Mac found the part. Again, this is a shot in the dark because guys on Twitter are sending it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Play this part. Let's see if we can learn anything from this. Go.
So as far as golf, what have you done since the surgery? Anything?
I have lengthened my putter.
Okay, right. Starts with that.
Starts with that. You know, I don't have to bend over as far. No, I've gone to the same length as my sand wedge.
So,
because I do a lot of putting drills. You know, blading, hitting the equator with my sand wedge, and I figured, well, if I do a lot with that, why just lengthen my putter to the same length? So I did, and it helped.
I got nothing on that.
Yeah, I got nothing either. First of all, I didn't understand.
I'd like
half
to lengthen my putter, though. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Do you understand all that? The golf lingo.
I heard. Yeah, I understood what he was saying. You know, that's the way he swings his sand wedges on the same kind of plane that he swings his putter.
I think he meant the length of his putter with the back injury. He lengthened his putter so he doesn't have to bend over as much.
Exactly what he meant. That's correct.
Good.
And it feels better.
It's the one part of golf I can't get. All the lingo with the different clubs and whatnot. I've watched and I've tried to play. It just doesn't
compute. It's really not that difficult.
No, you know what length means?
I know what length means. I don't know the difference between all the clubs and when you use them. Joe tried to explain it to me and I was like, I got nothing.
Well, the putter is usually used when they're putting.
Thank you.
What part do you struggle with?
Which club to use at what point on the course? Like, you use your driver right out of the gate. Great. I understand that. He mentions the putter.
Right.
What about the other ones?
When do you think
I use my 8-iron?
Okay.
Or my 5-iron?
So
my red 7-iron?
I'll answer.
Good.
So each club, in theory, mm-hmm. has a maximum distance on it.
Right.
So depending on where you are on a golf course, if you, let's say, 150 yards away from the green, you're going to pick the club in your bag that you think you can hit 150 yards, right? So for some people, that's an 8-iron.
Mm-hmm.
That if they hit a full 8-iron, they're going to hit the ball buck 50 if they hit it, you know, properly. For other people, you know, like Joe, that might be a driver, right?
I think you're mocking Joe right now, aren't you?
Well, I think Joe would be the first to tell you.
No, I'm sure he would.
So that's all. It's not that difficult. You
it
just don't want to learn.
Difficult.
No, that's
a,
you're very stubborn.
Don't throw it out like that.
You know about Mars's perseverance, but you don't know about an 8-iron, please.
Well, it's like you trying to figure out a double switch. It would confuse you a little bit.
A double switch, I know firmly what a double switch is.
I'm joking.
I just have no idea what a war or a whip is. No, I'm teasing. Here's Damien in Connecticut on the fan. Damien, good afternoon. How are you?
New, hello there. Craig.
New, hello, friends.
Hey, Craig. Evan, how are you?
What's up?
I just wanted to address that question about the luggage. In law enforcement, what guys will have to do, or women anyway, will have to take all the valuables out of the vehicle and inventory them so that the person, in this case, Tiger Woods, can come back when, you know, 3 weeks down the road and pick them up, or a family member can go.
And you typically do that like right on the scene immediately. Someone's assigned to that.
Yeah, because the car is going to get taken out of there, so they'll just take, let's take Mr. Wooden's luggage, put it off to the side, and put in a pile or something. I mean, most accidents don't have, you know, however many bags of luggage. You don't know if there's like $100,000 suits in there, jewelry, whatnot. So we're kind of responsible for any valuables, basically, inside
Got it.
The car.
Yeah, because it's weird. It does look like the car's on its side. You know, the safety bags have obviously been activated. And then there's this really strange... It's almost like too perfect. Like the luggage is lined up 5 feet away.
But also, there's no one else there. Like, there's not, like, they showed an aerial where it's simply the car on its side, the luggage lined up, and nothing else. The helicopter's the one that's taking the pictures.
Yeah.
So can't someone
a tow driver is going to come in a little while.
Okay.
You know, those guys aren't making $600,000 a year, so we don't want them going through anybody's personal stuff. So the cops will take that, actually, lock it up in evidence, and then just do an inventory and everything. So
Got
it's documented.
It. All right. It's funny because for some reason that stuck out to me. I've never seen that before.
Mm.
Yeah, like it's like perfectly lined up.
Right.
Like he's waiting for someone to come pick it up and take it somewhere.
It's like he went to this beautiful hotel, the bellhop took the luggage out, and now the next bellhop is going to take it to the room.
And I hate the double bellhop deal at hotels.
Because you got to tip twice.
And I do respect they are separate unions, believe it or not. There's the front door union, and then there's the union that represents the bellhops on the inside that bring the bag to your room. I've always hated that.
Because it's twice?
Because it's a double dipping.
Now...
Now, and you have to.
But you know
so
what?
So I double dip. I give $5 to the guy at the door.
Right.
And then $5 to the guy that brings it up.
Absolutely.
Or whatever it might be.
My issue isn't
Why
even...
Why can't it be the same guy?
Yeah, but how about this one? Because I don't mind tipping. It's fine. You know, guys work hard, gals work hard, give them the money. I'd rather bring my own freaking luggage to my room. I don't need someone carrying it for me like I'm bougie. I only have a few bags. I'll bring it up myself.
Do you still tip anyway, though?
Are you supposed to?
Yes, of course. Even that's how they make a living.
But even if you brought your own luggage up?
Yes.
See, that
yes.
one That one I would probably fail.
How about
fail
the guy
out.
At the front of the hotel opens the door for you, welcomes you in?
Oh, yes. That's a tip.
Yes.
But I'm talking about no one took the luggage.
Yeah. Well, then that guy's not going with you to your room
right.
either.
But dude, you wouldn't rather take your own luggage?
I just don't like the fact that it's two separate unions and you're what? Like you're put in that weird spot.
Which do you does the bellhop community prefer to be in? The front door, or I'm already in? Like, which is the better bellhop?
I think indoors.
Why?
Right?
Why?
Well, number one, you're not dealing with the elements. Number two, it's harder to give a guy less when he's in the room with you.
Yeah, but you're doing more
I think that guy gets more.
Aren't you doing more work? Think about it. If you're the outdoor bellhop, all you're doing is bringing the luggage 15 feet inside. The indoor bellhop has to go to the elevator. He's got to find the room.
Yeah.
He's got to put it in the right spot. Like, you'd have to think the indoor bellhop, while maybe being paid more, is also working harder.
I wouldn't deny that. I think that's a fair point. I just don't like it as a customer.
Yeah.
Just give me one guy. That guy gets a 10-y, maybe a 20 spot, fine. A saw buck. But now I got two different dudes.
Well, and Craig.
There's teams of guys. It sucks.
And you know what else you're forgetting? A lot of these nice bougie hotels that have two bellhops, you also have to give your car away. You're not parking it yourself. What do they call that again?
Valet.
Valet. Jesus. So sorry, I'm not bougie like you. So now you've got to tip the valet.
Yeah.
You got to tip bellhop one, bellhop two. It just costs you $50 to leave your car and go to your room.
Yeah, that's so, right.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't stay in hotels then. Whatever I tell you. Right?
It's been a while.
Has it?
Well, because of the pandemic. Yeah. My last trip was in late February to Florida.
Yeah, what
stayed
part of Florida?
Nice hotel near Fort Lauderdale.
Did you double tip or no?
I think I did. It was a nice hotel.
Because you're not a great tipper.
I'm a very good tipper.
You are not.
I'm a very good tipper.
I hate to break the news to you. I've seen you tip.
Where have you seen me tip?
I don't want to get into it.
Where have we ever hung out to where you've
seen
me tip?
I have seen you tip.
You probably
I have to overtip because you're an under-tipper.
Oh, that's BS.
I'm telling you the truth.
I'm a damn good tipper.
You're a $1 tipper.
No way.
I hate to break that. I don't want to be a bad guy. You are not a good tipper.
I'm a very good tipper.
You think so?
I think so. It depends what service we're talking about.
Okay.
If we're talking about food delivery,
yes.
I have been going above and beyond because I think guys and gals out there, you know, especially during a pandemic, delivering,
yeah.
I've been going 25%, which I think is a good number.
Let me make up throw a crazy notion your way.
Go ahead.
Total hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
Since you're a great tipper of food delivery.
Yes.
Let's say you were lucky enough that you, I don't know, let me think. You got to park your car in a garage.
Wait a second. That one's not fair.
How much would you tip the guy that gets your car every day in the garage? I'm just saying it's a hypothetical. Does he get five? Does he get, what's he get, quarters? What's he get?
Well, I've gone different ways with that over the last couple of months. I started by giving fives, and then I've lowered it to threes and twos.
Have any time you ever give ones?
I may have. I try to even it out.
Like on a random February Monday?
But you know why I've done that?
No.
Because I was overdoing it for a while.
Uh-huh.
And I realized I was told by somebody, not named you, that's really nice, but it shouldn't be that high. And I said, oh, okay, so let me even it out.
Someone in your life told you to tip less?
Someone told me it shouldn't be that high.
Who?
I'm not going to reveal
that. Yeah, tell us.
I'm not going to reveal that.
I'm eating garden popcorn. Who told you to tip less?
Give me some garden popcorn and maybe...
Yeah, you can't touch this.
No? Okay.
It's garden popcorn, not for you.
Why? I go to the garden.
Not for you.
I've been to the garden a lot the last few years.
877-337-6666. Carton and Roberts on the fam. As we learn more about the Tiger Woods situation, we'll give it to you. We have an update on that Panarin situation as well, just a different way of looking at it. Want to get your take on that. And, you know, every time I see new video of the way Tiger Woods' car looks, I know he had major injuries to his legs that he's in surgery for. He's a very lucky man, it appears.
Oh, God, yeah.
Just from looking at what we're looking at, he appears to be very lucky. And I'm saying that not knowing exactly the extent, to be fair, of the injuries to his legs either. But he appears to be a very lucky dude that he's alive. Nuts.
Anytime a car flips over like that, oh my God. I mean, you're lucky if you walk out of that thing alive.
I imagine he's probably wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah, well.
We'll find that out, the details on that out too. It's Cardin Roberts on the Fan. Your call's coming up. The latest on Tiger and a thought on Panera next.
It's Cardin and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
It was a Genesis GV80 he'd been given for the week because of the golf tournament. The car rolled multiple times. Woods had to be pried from the wreckage by firefighters using the jaws of life. Genesis loaned him the car to use while in L.A. After the tournament, which ended on Sunday, Woods stayed behind to film with Jada Pinkett Smith, that's Will's wife, David Spade, and Dwayne Wade for Golf TV. All those people, you may have seen some Twitter, Instagram postings over the last 24 hours. That's where that's from.
I read in the L.A. Times law enforcement sources speaking on the condition of anonymity. Because they were not authorized to speak on the matter, said he was traveling at a high rate of speed and lost control of the vehicle before crossing the center divider.
All right.
And his SUV rolled multiple times before coming to a halt.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's there's other photographs that are out now. Yeah, that car is just gonzo.
No,
nuts.
God.
The only thing is that there's no it's weird. Like, there's no yellow line. There's that white dotted line.
So it's two lanes going in the same direction. And if you look on the other side,
two lanes going in the other direction. Right.
So luckily, he wasn't it wasn't on a road in which you had cars coming at you.
He's on a one way road.
He's on a one way road.
There you go.
And apparently was switching lanes. At least that's what the thought is. And he was going at such a high speed and then lost control of the car, which could have happened for many reasons.
All right. Well, there you go. So there is video now that they have. Sheriff's deputies on the scene measuring stuff, measuring debris from it. I think at some point they try to figure out the rate of speed. I don't know how they do that. And it looks like there's also a private home or two that's up a small little hill and maybe about 100 feet away from where the car landed.
Yeah. Also, they took him out of the windshield. That's how they got him out of the car.
They took him out of the windshield.
Out of the windshield, yeah.
Yeah, based on that last picture I just saw, that would make sense to me. So that's nuts, just totally nuts. Here is Brian in Sayville on the Fan. Brian, how are you?
What's up, guys?
What is up?
I'm just curious, why does Tiger not have a driver? Like, I guess I just assume when you get to that level of bougie, you're just driven around everywhere.
I would think so, too.
He's driving his own car.
If I had Tiger Woods' money, I would never drive a car ever again.
Yeah.
I would probably walk.
The thing about that,
I'd be carried everywhere I go.
Brian, you're right, and I thought the same thing, but I'm one of those guys. I don't know if you're this way, Craig. I love to drive. I just love to drive. Okay. And if tomorrow I won the lottery, and now I had millions upon millions of dollars, that wouldn't change the fact that I love to drive. You know what I mean? We get to number one, and we're making millions of dollars a year, Craig. I'm still going to want to drive.
What if only half that was true? Would you still drive or not?
Which half is that?
You tell me. I don't think you're making the millions without being number one.
Exactly.
But okay, go ahead.
But you see my point?
I do.
So, like, I get what Brian, where he's coming from, because I think we all think that. Hey, you have so much money, just have a driver. I alluded to that before. But sometimes you're similar to who you are even when you're rich.
Yeah, some guys are also control freaks that love to drive.
Yeah.
Now,
Why do you have to phrase it like that? I'm not a control freak. I just love to drive.
If you have gazillions of dollars, why would you ever want to drive again?
I'll tell you the answer.
I'd rather sit in the back.
No.
I do live in New Jersey. It has been legalized. And I'd rather just enjoy myself. Wake me when we arrive. That's what I would rather do.
Because for me, I would get sick if I'm not driving the car. That's where I'm at now in life.
You give me a Sprinter, couple televisions and Xbox,
right?
Done.
But that's great, and that's good for you. But what about the rich guy that's like me who says, I still want to drive, and it has nothing to do with needing control.
You don't deserve to be rich.
What do you mean?
No.
You have to give up driving?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, stop.
By the way, if you, I don't know if you'd come on to talk about this, but my dear friend, Governor Christie, he likes to drive also. And I said to him once, I said, you know, what's the biggest perk that you lose when you're no longer governor? And in my head it was being driven everywhere in a car that has lights and sirens.
And he said it's the best thing that ever happened to him.
And he's like, no, man, I love driving.
Damn right.
I love to drive.
I respect that.
The lights and sirens would be good to have, of course, but I like driving.
Do you know?
To me, that's the number one thing.
Do you know, this is, I believe this is true, and you should ask him because he should look into this, that it is illegal for a former president to drive themselves?
Illegal as if it, like, it's against
it's
the law.
It's against the law for a former president to drive themselves. Right now, it is illegal for Donald Trump, Barack Obama, and George W. Bush to drive their car. Look it up. Fact check me. I had a whole discussion with my dad about this.
But is that one of those, like, stupid laws, like...
It's a law.
You're not allowed to hunt on Sunday unless you're killing raccoons in West Virginia or something?
Well, I'm not saying it's going to be enforced. I'm not saying, like, a former president's going to be pulled over. But I'm telling you, I think that's a law. So, if he's running, he should look into that. Because he ain't going to be allowed to drive as president and as a former president.
Yeah, you're right.
I am right.
It says... former leaders of the free world are not allowed to drive on any public roads.
Public road, right. And so why the public road thing is key is if you remember President Bush loved to clear the brush on his Texas ranch. I think that was allowed if he was in a vehicle.
Because it's a private road.
Because it's a private road.
So there was something that was called the Former President's Act, which was passed in 1958. And it says that a president... is a former president is not allowed to drive themselves on a public road. They're also not allowed to go anywhere alone.
How about that?
By law.
So think about this. If the governor runs for president and wins, isn't that kind of the first thing he needs to change?
I'll do you one better. Former presidents no longer receive private mail.
Hmm.
Can't mail a former president a letter.
How about that?
All goes through the Secret Service.
How about that?
No publishing clearinghouse? Nothing?
Nothing.
That's weird.
Nothing. Can't do it.
What if he wants a subscription to Sports Illustrated? Do they still have that, by the way?
Yeah. Sports Illustrated?
Yeah.
It still exists.
Okay. As a magazine.
No one buys it, but it still exists.
So he can't get the newspaper delivered to his house.
That's crazy. I'm with them, though. I would hate, like, if I could somehow figure out how to never drive again, I'm down with that.
Really?
Yeah. Traffic, staying awake. Yeah. Other people. Speeding, not speeding, state troopers, all that stuff.
I love driving.
Slow drivers, a-hole drivers, just put me in the back, wake me when we're there.
Totally disagree.
Especially if you could give me a TV and an Xbox, Dunsky.
And what's legal now in the state of New Jersey?
And marijuana, which is legal in the state of New Jersey.
Yeah, doing nothing wrong.
Not only that, they approved marijuana cafes.
Yeah, they should.
The places where you can go into a building and get stoned.
Did the voters approve it by an overwhelming margin when they put that on the ballot?
Yes, they did.
The people want to get high, or they want to give you the option to get high.
You're just not allowed to grow your own.
Right.
So there's going to be a marijuana dispensaries, I guess, set up in the next, I think he said 60 days maybe?
So what if you grow it in your backyard?
Not only that, if you were ever arrested for a marijuana possession charge... totally expunged from your record.
That's a big thing. That's a huge thing in this whole.
There's a guy named NJ Weedman. He's now an innocent man. Spent a lot of time in prison.
Yeah.
For his marijuana beliefs. Now it's off his record totally.
All gone.
You're also not allowed to smoke in public. So you're allowed to smoke in
your own
home.
You're barely allowed to smoke a cigarette in public.
Yeah, I think it's similar rules. So there you go. Here's Jeff upstate. Jeff, you're on the fan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, kid?
Yeah, so apparently Tiger was driving northbound on this two-lane road.
Yeah.
And he crossed over in the middle and he landed the other way going southbound.
Okay, so it looks like there's a grass divide of some kind in between the two directions. So he crossed over. That's where he flipped it, you're saying?
Yeah. That's according to Fox. I was just watching Fox.
All right. Well, thanks, sir. I'm being one of our intrepid reporters out there. Oh, sorry, I hung up on you. That's on me. Totally on me. My fat thumb. I pushed the button. Nobody else. So don't call back, but...
don't call back.
Well, I'm saying we're not going to put you back on.
Tweet at us. Maybe we'll answer.
I love the one guy on Twitter doesn't like me.
Right.
He goes, keep your opinions to yourself. And then 30 people go, he's a talk show host. His job is to give his opinions.
Keep your opinions to yourself.
I love that one. Yeah, that's out there now. You know what's weird? Why would you bring on golf experts to discuss Tiger Woods' accident?
Well, who would do that?
Well, I mean, ESPN, CBS.
That's stupid.
You know, Fox Sports. Like, I'd rather talk to the sheriff's deputy.
Well, yeah, honestly, it has nothing to do with golf.
Or somebody at the hospital, right?
What are you breaking down what his golf career is going to look
like?
We don't even know his injuries.
You know, let me say that Tiger Woods has won, 91 tournaments. He's a few majors away. Like, we know who Tiger Woods is.
Right.
Like, why am I talking to Curtis Strange about the accident?
Well, it's not a golf story.
Now, I do want to talk to Jim Nance, but not on a golf perspective. I want to talk to Nance because Nance interviewed him on Sunday, and there's a lot of people that think Tiger seemed off
right.
during the interview. So Jimmy, who knows him and has interviewed him a million times, I wonder if Nance picked up on that. I don't want to talk to Nance about Tiger's legacy.
No.
We know Tiger Woods is Michael Jordan. We don't know, like, do we need to be refreshed on that? Am I wrong on that?
No, it's not a golf story.
Let's go now to Nick Faldo. Nick Faldo played with Tiger in that U.S. Open, which he set course records, and in his first Masters win. Nick, your thoughts?
Right.
I mean, what?
Well, you're also acting like he's dead when you talk that way.
Let's go now to Jordan Spieth, who's supposed to be the next young golfer to overtake Tiger, but never did. Jordan, your thoughts?
Right.
Like, what are we doing? Why are we talking to golfers and golf experts? Am I wrong?
No, I just agree.
Sometimes
with you.
I'm wrong. My sensibility's
no.
off.
No,
I guess.
You're wrong like 60% of the time, but in this case,
I'd probably just be trying to get context. What his they were around him. What did he do this weekend? You know, what, did you talk to him about what
yes.
his plans
if you were there, did
right.
you see
you
him? Did you interact
the, if
with
you were
him.
Covering the Genesis event thing?
Bingo.
Like that.
Now, if you want to put Jada Smith on, or David Spade on,
right.
or Dwayne Wade on, who played golf with him on Monday. Right, the last round
but
of golf
you know
played.
Even that, though, man.
Perhaps
because,
I would listen to that.
Like, the,
perhaps.
But even if there was something off about him,
yes.
it doesn't mean that's what caused any of this to happen. Like, we'll connect the dots. There's no doubt. If we hear, yeah, he was off this weekend, there'll clearly be a lot of people that want to connect the dots. But it doesn't necessarily mean that's what happened to him.
Yeah. By the way, I'm done with Bobby Flay on Twitter. I'm done with him. He's one of these guys. Colin Cowherd does this too. Kind of pisses me off. They just put stuff out. They never respond to you. There's no engaging. There's no interaction. Block him.
You're going to block him?
Yeah, he's done. Stop following him. I don't like guys, people like that.
So you don't like someone. You have to use the interactiveness of Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but blocking?
It's not a one-way street, folks. Sorry. I've sent Bobby Flay a number of tweets as a response to any of them.
Oh, that's what it's about.
And Bobby Flay and I were in the same fantasy football league years ago. Thinks who he is.
That's what, does he follow anybody? Like, is he one of those guys? I think that guy on Fox Sports does it, not Colin Cowherd, the other guy who has the crazy opinions, where he actually doesn't follow anyone. He's got, you know, the 50,000, 100,000 followers yeah. and doesn't follow anyone. I forget his name. The
Bobby,
guy on
who?
The guy on Fox Sports with the opinions and the hair.
Fox Sports
yeah,
with the opinions?
On the
Skip
TV.
Bayless.
Skip Bayless, that guy.
He's yeah. another one of them guys?
Yeah, well, he doesn't follow anybody.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, the beauty of Twitter, like there's a lot of good things I actually like about Twitter. But following people's kind of a big part of it, right? I mean, I think that matters. This SOB won't follow anybody. Come on.
He follows 300 people, but...
Who's that? Bobby Flay?
Yeah, he's dead to me. It's done.
dead to you.
There's a place called the Garden State Dispensary on Route 22 already? Boy, that was fast, huh?
They were ready to pop up, man.
We got to get some Carton and Roberts Kush.
We need some Carton and Roberts Kush. That's what I'm talking about. I'd rather be called Carton Roberts Icky of the Sticky. But we can come up with a better name than that, I guess. Or just a Carton Roberts strain.
Yeah.
There you go.
What would the cover art look like?
I don't know. I guess it'd be some kind of cartoon photo of you, me, and you. I'm sure we're good.
Enjoying ourselves.
Remember that cartoon photograph I put out a couple weeks
yes,
back?
Yes, that was freaky.
Yeah.
That was freaky, though.
Use that. I'll take a picture of you guys. I'll cartoon you up in a few minutes as well.
That picture freaked me out when you sent that.
Here's Eric in Bayville quickly. Eric, you're on the fan. How are you?
Guys, you're doing a great job. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And if there was a Carton strain, I would definitely smoke it. but I had the funniest interaction with your guy answering the phones. What's his name again?
The phone answerer guy? That's
No, the man that you hate on all the time. I get his back.
Oh, you mean Tommy?
Yeah, that could be it.
Tommy's the greatest guy in the world. He got us Madison Square Garden popcorn today to welcome fans back to the arena. I love Tommy.
Well, I love Tommy, too. And we were talking, and me and him just started talking for like about 4 minutes on hold.
So he's doing his own show. Great.
This is a problem. And then I call back, and I go, no, I actually wanted to call into the show.
Oh, so he thought, wait a second, so he thought he was just doing a private show with you and said, all right, got to go, hung up on you?
We were having like a normal interaction, which was great, and I appreciate it. And I'm like, yo, I'm around the same age as you. Don't let those guys get on you. You're doing a great job, even though he does a sufficient job. But I was just like, I love you guys. And so he hangs up on me. I call back, and I go, no, I wanted to call into the show. And he goes, okay, I'll put you on hold. So that being said, I'm just going to say, man, listen, Tiger Woods has had a lot of transgressions in his life. I will understand that with anybody else dealing with addiction. I've been sober for many years. And you know what? Let's just hope that this guy is okay. Because just like Evan, just like Carton, you guys got kids. And let's hope this guy's okay.
Well, you know what, Eric? I just read something you're going to appreciate. The L.A. County Sheriff said Woods' injuries are non-life-threatening.
Good.
And that's
good.
The greatest news you want to hear. Non-life-threatening.
Yeah, so, apparently yes. It's injuries to his legs, and I'm sure there's serious injuries to require immediate surgery and potential airlifting out. But that is good news. Here's more good news. We have an Instagram and a TikTok account. It's Carton Roberts. Nothing in between our two last names. Just go ahead and do Carton Roberts, and you can sign up and join us on both Instagram and TikTok as our domination of all things social and digital continues here in New York. Your call's coming up, the latest on Tiger Woods, and we do have to get to the Panarin thing. I have a totally unique take on it. I want to run by you, okay? Mm-hmm. That's right after this on The Fan.